He was pretty hideous. Because in Colorado, I thought they were mostly into ass. I didn't realize that they were also into ball sacks.
Hang on. Don't put that second rock in your ass.
Full on tongue.
Hello and welcome. From theballerlifestyle.com, it's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining the show. Episode number 258 of the program. Very, very stoked to have you in our world. If you would like to reach out, you can do so via the email mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. Say this at the top of the show every week. Voicemail 949-464-TBLS. Join our Facebook page. We got some good dudes on Facebook, but it would be nice to have some new voices there. The Baller Lifestyle Podcast on Facebook. And of course, always review, if possible, our show on Apple Podcasts, iTunes. Join our Patreon page, where we're due to do some new Patreon content, so that you'll have some new stuff there soon. Patreon.com/TheBallerLifestyle. And, of course, the subreddit blowing up. I just checked today. 33 subredditors on our subreddit page. I don't know the terminology. But go there. It's kind of funny. He makes the subreddit guy, Mike Vick, did nothing wrong. I'm not sure what he means with that handle. He puts up a new post for every show, so you can talk about stuff specific to the show. Likes, dislikes. I would like to know more, and maybe that's a good place for it. I would like to just do a little canvassing of the audience and see the things you like and dislike about what we do here. Unless it's me, then you can go fuck yourself. Just kidding. Joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, what's up?
Happy birthday to Eddie Grant.
Oh, the Electric Avenue?
Yeah, love that song.
Is he still with us?
He is, 71st.
Wow, good for him.
Good for him. I gotta say, you know, some celebrity deaths bum you out, some just you move on. Luke Perry bummed me out. I mean, you know, I'm well known to love that show, but he was the cool guy on that show. I dug him. And like when he was interviewed on Howard Stern and during when he was on that show, he was always a cool guy. He was cool, not a cool guy, but a cool character on Oz. He's a good actor, but it seemed like a real nice guy. I was bummed about Luke Perry.
Yeah, totally agree. I'm familiar with 90210, mostly in reruns. I've seen it. I've been around when it's on. We did a 90210 episode. Episode 100 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast, in fact, was dedicated to 90210 because Ed Daly and friend of the show Travis Rogers are the world's two foremost 90210 experts. I reposted that today on Twitter. Go to my Twitter at Brian Beckner and you can link to it there. But it's on the website. Just search 90210 on theballerlifestyle.com. But this is a bummer because Luke Perry was one of these guys that just seemed like a nice guy. Like you hear people talk about him and everyone's like, oh, he was so cool. He helped his neighbors. He was just all the people on set always said he was so friendly, nice to the crew. Just no one ever had a bad word to say about the guy. He wasn't like running around punching photographers and doing coke in LA. I mean, maybe he was, but you just didn't, you never heard about it. You never heard a bad word said about the guy. And he's a young guy.
Yeah. In good shape.
Yes. A young, healthy guy. His career was going well. He had kids. He was engaged, I think. It just a random thing. And I guess I heard today that third of strokes happen to people under the age of 65, I think.
Oh, no.
And apparently, that's when they can be most fatal because while I'm not exactly sure what a stroke is, I know that it's something that affects the brain. And apparently in older people, your brain has shrunk because
your brain's already tapping
so goddamn long. Yeah. So that when you have a stroke, when you're old and your brain swells, there's room inside your skull for your brain to swell up a little bit. Whereas if you're younger and you have a stroke, your brain is still regular size and there's no room for your brain to swell inside of your skull. I don't know how good that information is, but it sounded good to me. Either way, it's a real bummer. RIP, Dylan McKay, Luke Perry, great dude, gone way too soon. 52 years old is just too fucking young to die. Awful.
I had a friend when I was like, wow, that's crazy. And he's like, yeah, I think Patrice O'Neill was around the same age when he had the stroke. And it's like, yeah, but if you looked at the two guys and said, which one is going to have a stroke?
Yeah.
One seemed like a bigger candidate.
And Patrice O'Neill, I believe, was diabetic and he was, 400 pounds and super funny.
Doesn't
I could only
mean
imagine
it's not a tragedy, but it's not as surprising.
Yes.
Totally. I'm happy to report I've already started and bailed on two documentary series this past weekend.
Oh, fascinating.
Leaving Neverland.
Oh, yeah.
I got it. Why don't they just name it Bad Parents?
Yeah.
You know, we got it. I mean, it's sad and disturbing. I mean, I got all the way till, I just wanted to know how the thing started. And when it's like, oh, and then Michael taught me about masturbation. And I was like, yeah, I'm good. I got it.
Pretty heavy.
How do you get to that point? It was Bad Moms.
And
Lorena, the multi-part.
Oh, no, fuck that.
I got to the severed penis.
No.
And I saw it. And I got to say, pretty healthy looking dick, considering a dick is essentially a blood bag. And so
there was no blood in it.
Right. So if it's cut off and there's nothing in it, I mean, it was substantial enough for having nothing in it.
Did they reattach?
They reattached. But I didn't get – as soon as I saw the picture, they're talking about what happened. And again, I do appreciate that they're trying to retell the story that she used to just be the crazy woman. And it's like, no, the guy repeatedly raped and beat his wife.
Yeah.
He was a terrible dude. And that's what I think the whole thing, but it's like a, however many part series. And I was probably a half hour into the first one and I got it.
You're like, I've seen enough.
And that's how I felt about Michael Jackson. I was 35 minutes in. And it was a two-part thing, and the first part was 2 hours. I got it.
Yeah.
He's a piece of shit.
Yeah, I'm pretty balls deep into the Michael Jackson one, I will say. I've watched the first – there's two parts. I watched the first part over, a few sessions, and it's – I don't know. I'm just I'll definitely watch the whole thing, but I know what you're saying.
Don't you just want to strangle the parents the whole time?
Yeah.
I mean, you want to beat him up too, but those parents, what?
The Aussies, they fucking moved continents.
Yeah,
to be closer to Michael Jackson, and Michael Jackson put them up in an oak wood. They left half the family behind so that they could be closer to Michael Jackson because this little boy was friends with a fucking adult man
who claimed he was 9 years old. But he's just got the personality of a 9-year-old boy. Okay, but that's a bigger red flag. That's not.
Well, that was part of the discussion for me. How much of that was an affectation for him to be able to do what he wanted to do, to always be around children? That he was emotionally stunted, sure, but he was also this mogul. He had to be a man in some ways.
Well, he had a whole massive team success working for him.
Right. So he could have been a 9-year-old boy all the time. It just seemed like that was a good way to be able to always walk around holding hands with other small children. And I know that, in the story, they talk about both guys have, and I heard somebody talk about this today, how they're I guess Wade, and we don't need to get too deep into this, but I guess Wade Robson in Michael Jackson's criminal trial was testified for the defense, and he was in his early 20s at the time. And I heard somebody saying today, well, he should have known, that was his chance to speak out, as if it's like too late now to be telling a story. And it's also like, people are like, oh, he's trying to get money or whatever, which is always a fucking just weird place to go to for me. Like, I don't, like, if this really happened to him, he deserves all the money. But it's also, if you haven't been through this kind of trauma as a very young child, and they both talk about it, how they hated what he was doing to them. But then when he left them, when he basically broke up with them for different young children, that they felt like they weren't special anymore, like they didn't matter. And much in the way when you go through an adult breakup, and it just, you just can't imagine how it rewires the psyche of every decision you make throughout the rest of your life when you're a little child and you're victimized like this. And the people, like you said, Ed, the people that are in charge of protecting you,
they let you
have
down.
Failed.
Completely let you down.
They're intoxicated by fame, and it's disgusting. This is a fucking adult man. He's molesting the kid while the fucking mom and sister are sleeping on the couch. In the next room.
The Pepsi commercial kid. His mom was like, "Oh, but we got to meet Stevie Wonder and Harrison Ford."
Yeah, it's like, he gave him the whip.
Great.
I was like, wait, could he do that? That's a prop.
Yeah, they kind of use those on the Temple of Doom set. And then the mom's like, and then over time, our hotel rooms got further and further apart.
Yeah.
Well, I saw that. Okay, but there was a quick fix. If you said nobody is sleeping with my boy, right, then you're always in the same room.
Yeah. Then if all you got to do is say, no, my kid stays with me. And then all of a sudden you don't have to worry about it because you're not invited on any more trips. it's pretty simple.
Yeah. That's about it. Another time my mentions blew up. I forgot to mention last week. It was you fighting with a bunch of people over some singer that you like. You did
Ryan Adams.
Yeah, I didn't even know the guy. I Googled him. I was like, he doesn't ring a bell at all.
I know. Well, but he wasn't in your wheelhouse.
But you were lashing out. It's kind of weird.
No, I don't think I was. I mean, I was.
Slipknot falls down. You know, you were pretty angry about it. I was like, what's going on here?
It was all said in jest. That was the vibe was not, there was no.
But it kind of came across as the Usher herpes chick because there were like 40 mentions.
Right, but I don't think that the people that I was actually having the conversation with got that. You know, thought that I was actually
okay. I just ignored it after, you know, trying to understand. And I didn't know if you're like his name's Ryan Adams, right?
Ryan Adams, yeah.
Yeah, you're not like a Ryan Adams truther guy, are you?
I'm not. He's sort of a bad guy, although I wouldn't call him an abuser, but he's definitely a bad person. But I will say this, I write some pretty fucking great songs.
But again, this is different from Michael Jackson, which I can understand a little tougher, but you can't watch sports. You can't do anything if you're really, I mean, think of the amount of movies that Harvey Weinstein produced. Yeah. Like you have to separate it or else you'll go crazy.
And everybody gets lumped together and it's, I don't know. Yeah. I think we'll have a resetting of the parameters at some point soon.
Right. Right.
But hey, if you want to fucking step to me about Ryan. Now, the one guy I did get mad at was the guy, I can't remember. Oh, I said that Black Panther was a shitty movie. I said, I haven't seen Black Panther, but I know it sucks. And some guy's like, you're a fucking racist. I mean, I just.
You were kind of putting it out there to. I could,
not because the cast was black, because it's a comic book movie.
No, but like, you said just suck. Looking at it, like it's. I can see how somebody who doesn't know you. I knew what you meant when you say something like that, but I could see the.
I mean, people assume I'm joking. It's not like I'm, it's not like I'm about to become a Celtics fan or anything. Like it's just. Assume I'm joking, right?
Yeah, playing lots of Dropkick Murphys. Boston and die.
Remember last week? We got. I can't remember exactly what happened, but we had a voicemail
Oh, he said farewell till March.
Yeah, it was Manuel, right? And he left us a voicemail. He said, I'm just taking a break for a while. I'm not going to be calling in anytime soon. You won't have me to kick around anymore.
Until March.
And I'm not going to call back till March. Well, what was the date on Wednesday? I guess last Wednesday? That was still February.
Yeah, but that was February 26th when we did the last podcast, right?
Yeah, so the next day, February 27th, it appears that another voicemail was left.
So we couldn't even finish the I Will Remember You Sarah McLachlan song as
no.
In images of Manuel in slow motion.
And while I have to say that I'm and I mentioned last week how not having Manuel call in would kind of bum me out because I wouldn't get to play the Manuel song. This Manuel song, I cannot get it out of my head. I always find myself humming along and singing the lyrics like in the shower and stuff. It's such an earworm. It's so catchy. It's so good. I almost need Manuel to stop calling in because I might go insane from playing the Manuel song.
I was in, I think it was CVS, and that song came on, the real version. God.
Yeah.
And I couldn't stop. I kept just in my head just doing the words of
and he's even worse than ish.
Well, so it's a song fucking here. Boring.
Yes. That's the one.
Yeah, that's the part.
Oh, hold on. The QuickTime's just spinning. It's the computer is like, don't play the Manuel song.
Computer's like, no mas. I'm tired.
Oh, there it is.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do.
Comes a Brit.
And he's even worse than ish. His faults are useless shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's Manuel in Gardenia. Whoa, he's Manuel in Gardenia. Whoa.
So let's check in. Maybe this is an additional goodbye from our good friend Manuel. Let's see. Again, it's 2 minutes long, so we're gonna have to squeeze it down here.
Thanks a lot there, sweet snatch. Boys, ballers, big ballers, shot collars, yeah. All that good stuff. Yep. What's up? You know who the hell it is.
Yep.
Hey, I know, hell. Day late, dollar early, however the hell the saying goes.
Mm-hmm.
February 27th. Told you guys I wasn't gonna call back till March. Hell, here I am. Here's the thing, man. I gotta give major props to my man, Easy Edward Daly.
Ooh.
All right? Bri, you know you're my dude.
Yep.
But Easy Edward Daly stole the show last week for this reason.
Oh.
That punk, Cooch, Big Cooch, also known as Matt Coocher, you guys were right spot on that whole situation.
Right. Well, we both said
that piece of crap. Yeah. Tried to pull that because the caddy was from Mexico.
Yeah. Yep.
And I don't appreciate that as a Mexican American.
Me either.
And like Easy Edwards said, this is what I told one Jim Rome on live radio air was, that guy needed to come correct and pay that caddy the 10% that you would pay stateside, which ended up being a little over 150 grr. Now, he cut that 50 grand check after all that egg came back on his face
because
he looked like an asswipe, which he's proven to be. However, Easy Edward nailed it. You pay the guy the 10% because you won for the first time in 4 years and because that's industry standard. Industry standard. That means that you are treating a man like a man. You're giving a man his due.
Yep.
You're not trying to shortchange him. So, Cooch, you ever find yourself in Gardena, you might also find a shiv right by your rib, you piece of crap.
Oh.
You better not come down here to any of these goat traps.
Is there a gardenia open?
Have a great day.
Yep.
You know what's up?
Yep.
He's so easy to hate. But bitches think that he goes down on them great. He's Manuel from Gardenia.
Gotta tighten that up.
Yeah, I think there were a couple extra syllables. Something was not kind of working in that.
I don't think Matt Kuchar's going to be playing the that Carson golf course, the one with the big guy that stands by the freeway, the big golfer that stands by the freeway. They've changed him into like a race car driver now, by the way, FYI. I don't think you're going to be running into Matt Kuchar in the deep South Bay.
The Jim Dent Open.
Soon, Manuel. Yeah, exactly. Okay, we got a couple more. There's a couple more calls. Let's see who else weighed in this week.
Next up at a svelte 40 seconds, it's the other Stew with a U. Hey, Brian, Ed, and of course, Fancy Sauce.
Oh, hey, Fancy.
First off, in this brave new world, Rodney Dangerfield would not have a Twitter account, as Twitter does not tolerate calling people fat, ugly, or dumb. That's why your boy here has been cut off from the Twitter sphere.
Oh, no.
Ed and I have finally agreed on something. Early Aerosmith, and especially Toys in the Attic, is full of bangers.
Yeah.
Speaking of bangers, I totally fuck Jan Aniston again, even though she just lays there as if I roofied her.
Oh, no.
Hold on.
Who is that?
I believe this is the Guru Stew calling. And I'm not sure.
That was some serious energy for a call. I liked it.
Yeah. Hold on. It's not done. I've stopped it. Let's let him finish.
Have you guys looked at Michael Keaton's cracked up face lately?
No.
If his cock is anything like the lines of crack in his face, his dick would shatter off like tempered glass.
He's in his 60s.
Speaking of crack,
I mean,
we all know
Batman
one rock in your shoe is more than enough. I mean, unless you really miss Mammy's titty.
Is he turning the page?
Oh, geez. I want to go back to first things first.
Don't read.
Tyne Daly is much more handsome than her brother. Fact.
Wait, is he dogging Tim Daly?
If you
beautiful
need to
Tim
leave
Daly.
An upper decker anywhere other than your own home, it's because you don't have your own home. Anyway, that's all I've got this time, and you're all going to be fucked when I figure out how this voicemail thingy works. Love your balls from the other Stew.
God.
Whoa.
Guru Stew. He's a house of fire. There's too much going on there to react.
I mean, I like the energy. I don't agree with everything. I mean, come on. Michael Keaton, you're bashing an American treasure.
But also, you're supposed to get lines on your face when you're in your 60s.
It's more disturbing when you've got that Kirk Douglas look. That's very creepy.
Yeah. Michael Douglas doesn't look weird to me. Like, he looks fine.
Well,
I mean, Michael Keaton.
Michael Douglas, technically.
Yeah. Oh, that's his real name. Yeah.
And Tim Daly, beautiful man, very handsome.
Yeah. Well, no, he was making fun of Tyne Daly. He said Tyne Daly was more handsome than Tim Daly. I think that's more of a slight
more
of
a shot
Tyne.
At
again.
Tyne. I mean,
a woman of a certain age.
Yeah, she was always a handsome woman.
Yes, she's in the Buster Scruggs movie.
Oh, yeah, she was good. She was good in that.
Yeah. Okay, one more. It's a big email or voicemail week. I like it. A lot of good energy. Here's one more. Let's see what this guy has to say.
Hey, Brian. It's Kevin here, D.C. I'm looking at the NBA right now, and I got to think, you know, the Lakers are just imploding right now. LeBron James, I kind of feel for the guy, but you know, just lost to worst team in basketball right now. But I got to ask you, and right now, Luke Walton, at the time of this recording, is still the coach of the team.
It's true.
But I got to ask you, as one of the foremost Laker fans
also
out
true.
Here,
yep.
Bri, does Luke Walton still have strong takes?
Doesn't.
I'll take your answer off the air.
No, unfortunately, Luke Walton's takes are very weak at this point, and he's going to lose his job. Although I'm never really sad when somebody with a guaranteed contract gets fired, especially, I don't know what Luke Walton makes. I imagine it's like in the $4 or $5 million a year range. I think he's got at least a couple more years left.
The big thing with firing coaches, I mean, more so with football, it's the assistants.
Kind of a bummer, but his assistants are like Miles Simon.
Yeah, guys who have dough that they could just be like, all right, well, I'll still stay in LA and open up a gym.
Yeah, I mean, and everybody's friends with everybody else. They can get
jobs.
You
do hear about like people have to fire the college football coach and then like some random strength and conditioning coach in Mississippi. Then it's like, all right, go find a new job somewhere. It doesn't. That's where it's kind of a bummer. But yeah, NBA head coaches, you know, they're okay. But
yeah, Luke Walton.
That being said, Luke Walton not put in the best situation.
The thing is that, and I don't. This is not. We don't get too into sports. Is they play no defense, and it's my understanding that Luke Walton has emphasize defense for his entire coaching tenure, and they just have not responded. Like, defense is a fucking effort play. You don't have to be good to play good defense. You just got to try to stay in front of people and get your goddamn hands up.
You know what? Just an hour before this podcast started, I've wrapped up an undefeated coaching season.
Oh, you see, you know how to coach.
And I tell them that, hey, listen, the jump shot's not falling every night.
No.
But if you go eat their lunch on defense, they can't beat you.
Frustrate them.
Right? Just
grind it out.
Calm on offense, chaotic on defense, and you'll be
fine. Yeah. Yep.
142-14 tonight. Pretty sure.
Ed,
that was
42-14.
Well, I've got some guys. I got some dudes.
You got to sit those guys.
I did. Okay. My son played heavy minutes in the second half.
That's good. That's good. okay, a couple quick emails or one quick email. Ballers, I'm a lot more jacked up than I should be about the forthcoming 90s sitcom tournament brackets. Last year's 80s brackets got me hooked on the pod. I plan on creating posts in our subreddit where our subscribers can vote and comment on the matchups. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the four number one seeds have to be Friends, Seinfeld, Fresh Prince, and Married with Children, right? That is from Vic, who runs our subreddit.
I think we're gonna kick it off next week while we're heavy in conference tournaments. But you know, they always reveal the 4-1 seeds first, so we'll do that. But remember, this is not an opinion for who should be a one seed. This is, we went by number of seasons. That's what dictates the rules. Just like the 80s, the majority of the seasons have to appear in one decade. So like, even if Cheers spilled over into the 90s or Frasier spilled over into the 2000s, Frasier's a 90s show. So Frasier is a one seed, lasted 11 seasons. Married with Children also lasted 11 seasons, one seed. Yep. Friends lasted 10 seasons. That's a one seed. Murphy Brown lasted 10 seasons. So they are the one seeds for their respective regions. I see some vulnerable numbers there. But the way we're doing it is, I mean, I'm not doing geography. It was just a random, so the least seed, so a one season show went against a one seed.
That's a good way to do it.
But I just, to name the brackets, it kind of worked out. Frasier is in the West because that's Seattle.
Yeah.
Midwest, Chicago, Married with Children.
Yes.
Northeast, that's not usually one, but Northeast, Friends. Uh-huh. And the Mid-Atlantic, Murphy Brown.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Yes.
So that's your little thing. But remember, because you know how people would argue last year? They'd be like, how could you possibly give Frasier, you know, how could you possibly give this show a 5 seed when this was a 2 seed? It's all the number of seasons. We're going to point out the flaw in some of those things, but.
Of course.
But it's, I wouldn't give Murphy Brown a 15 seed, but it's a one seed. It's a one.
If we were doing modern sitcoms, assuming that there were still those things, you'd have to give the Big Bang Theory would have to be a one seed because it's been on forever.
Right.
But nobody would have that going all the way.
And I'm just going to make an announcement now. We will not be doing another sitcom bracket after this because I think I pretty much stopped. Like Curb Your Enthusiasm, like that's there's not much more. Arrested Development and Curb Your Enthusiasm are about the only sitcoms I can think of.
Yeah, the genre fell apart. The only thing we could do is try to go backwards and do like a 60s/70s. Yeah, but that might be a little too.
I think we'll move into like movies or something, but. It's not that we won't do tournaments, but like I couldn't.
No, I get it. Yeah, we'll go. We'll move on to a different genre.
Yeah.
We talked about Luke Perry earlier.
Yeah.
This was another one. Unfortunate passing.
And I guess considering this is the guy who died, this would make deaths number 2 and 3 of celebrities dying in threes. King Kong Bundy died at the age of 61. Not so much a how fucking old is this guy, because I guess at the time he probably looked like he was 10 years younger than my dad or whatever, but more that how fucking is it possible this guy lived to 2019?
So somebody tagged me in this on Twitter. They're like, oh, RIP King Kong Bundy. And I'm like, well, yeah, in 1989.
There's no way. I definitely didn't think he lived past high school. Like, how is this guy? What?
I thought he was like one of the first to go. I thought he had been dead for at least 20 years.
I mean, even seemingly in shape wrestlers have been dead for 25 years. Everyone dies when you're a wrestler.
Now, KKB, King Kong Bundy, he was pretty hideous. I thought for sure in 1985 when I was into wrestling that he was. I don't know, late 40s?
Yeah, but if you look at the picture, the reason why I say this is when I looked at the pictures, he did have that like doughy, just super fat 25-year-old face. He wasn't, it's not so much, it wasn't like he looked like Lou Albano. He was,
he just
looked like a really unhealthy guy.
And he's bald and fat.
And it was on ESPN. And like they mentioned it tonight, and my son heard them say he was 460 pounds, and my son just couldn't get over that. He's like, "Yeah, but how could somebody be 460 pounds? Like, how did that happen?" And he was asking right as I put him to bed tonight. But tell me again, how did he get to be 460 pounds? And that was like to carry that weight for a quarter century. That seems.
So he was still tipping the scales at more than 4 bills this late in life.
I mean, I saw an older picture of him, and he did not look like he had gotten a stomach stapled or anything. He looked big.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. Not good. Yeah.
Well, RIP. I mean, thought you were dead already. Glad you made it this long.
Congrats. Congrats on surviving Y2K and all these things that I thought you had nothing to do with.
Exactly.
So let's just do an update on it. You know, remember we talked about that hero who killed the mountain lion, and then you speculated it's got to be a pretty small mountain lion. Right. Well, they did some, tests and,
postmortem.
Yeah. And, that mountain lion turned out to be a kitten.
Yeah. Well, I think because when they got to the body, I read that it had been, savaged by likely its brothers and sisters in the litter or whatever they call a bunch of kittens. But they estimate that it was probably in like the 35 pound range, which
still, but
wouldn't want to fucking have to tangle with a 35 pound cat.
Mm-hmm. True.
But you're not shocked that a full grown man could kill a 35-pound animal.
Right.
If he needed to. So, I mean, it's sort of impressive, but get that thing up to fucking 80 pounds, 100 pounds, then let me know. Let me know how you fare.
You remember Johnny Manziel, right?
No, I've forgotten about him. Who is he?
He was A&M quarterback.
I know. All right. He won the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, and then he was just a terrible quarterback for the Browns. Well, his wife, Bree Tiesi Manziel, she's a fitness Instagrammer. I don't know what that means, but she ran her first half marathon couple days after Valentine's Day in
Temecula. Those half marathons. Yeah. Oh, Temecula. That's right out here.
She finished at 1:58:22, which beat me by a couple minutes, and that was pretty impressive.
That's a good time.
Very good time. To break 2 hours is solid. Here's the thing, though. What's really impressive is she ran the first half of that race, first 6.4 miles, in 1 hour, 31 minutes, and 29 seconds.
Oh, yeah. So she's just warming up, right. And then she just then she hit her stride and then just cruised through the finish. Good for her.
And that means that she was running the final 6.7 miles in 26 minutes and 54 seconds, a pace of 4 minutes and 7/10 of a second per mile. Johnny Manziel is married to the fastest person on earth.
Wow. she's like a Roger Bannister disciple.
Yeah, but for the back half of a half marathon. I think Johnny's Instagram fitness wife is maybe not telling the truth.
Let's hold on. I'm going to Bree. Oh, her name's Bree. That's not a name. B-R-E. That's not a name.
It seems like a prefix. Doesn't seem like a.
Yeah. Yeah. Bree T-S-E hyphen Manziel. Fitness Instagrammer.
That seems like a made up title too.
Well, she shows her butt, right?
Right.
That's what you do.
You wear yoga pants, right?
Yeah. You show your butt. But it's my understanding that most of those chicks are like, you know, you can, if you slide into the DMs.
Oh,
you can make appointments with them. Yeah. That's my understanding. I wouldn't know. I'm not in
that game. You'd have to catch her first. She's very fast.
Yeah, she's quick. Good for her.
Do you remember Mike McCarthy, former NFL coach?
Yeah. He was the guy that had Aaron Rodgers, but could barely make the playoffs every year for some reason.
That's right. Well, I guess he's got a stepson that plays high school basketball in Wisconsin. And apparently McCarthy gets a little bit into the games, so much so that the high school basketball refs have filed a formal complaint against him ever attending another game in Wisconsin.
That seems bad.
And he's been... He's won a Super Bowl. He's been through competition. He can see the importance of not yelling and going crazy against the refs, and yet he's taking a high school basketball game and getting banned. Probably a terrible dude.
Yeah. Just any, like, yelling at a kid's sporting event, unless it's encouragement, like, keep your head in the game, Caden. keep your eye on the ball.
Yeah.
Don't swing at a bad ball.
2 games after my game ended this weekend, a mom attacked a referee for calling a foul on her son at the end. It was a fourth grade game. She scratched a referee's face.
No.
For a fourth grade basketball game.
Yeah.
Regular season and basketball game.
The referee's usually like a kid.
It's a young guy, like a guy who I think coaches basketball clinics on the side, like 20 years old type guy. Nice guy, real nice guy. And I went up to him after the game tonight.
He doesn't care who wins.
I went up to him after the game tonight and just tapped him on the shoulder and said, thanks. I always thank the refs. And I think he almost flinched because now he's got parents attacking.
That's insane. Well, that's a crazy person.
I was mad that nobody called the police on her. They just eventually got her out of the gym. She should go to jail for that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. She shouldn't be allowed in.
I mean, at least for a night. She's got to sit in the pokey. Think about that one.
Yeah, for sure.
Speaking of people in trouble, a man in I think I read it was like a little bit north of Buffalo. He faked his own kidnapping to avoid paying a $50,000 Super Bowl bet. Police say
smart, smart. Like also,
there's one thing I know about bookies, really, they're fine with it. Hey, I guess we'll leave his family alone.
But it's like in Buffalo, who's really going to look for you? You know, like it's family. Oh, it's he disappeared in Buffalo. Oh well, whatever.
But if you're in Buffalo, how many times are you going to find 50 grand? That bookie is going to be thirsty for that money.
That's true. That's true. He's driving. He's going to
need to see. He's going to need to see a dead body.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Let's go to a real sad franchise, the Phoenix Suns. And there was a store that was having a event where the seventh man on the one of the worst basketball teams in the league, Josh Jackson, they were going to get autographs. And after waiting for hours, he never showed. So the interim GM bought everybody free beer, which seems like a better moment for the fans.
Oh, yeah, that's better. Yeah. There's not really anything that free beer can't fix.
It's true.
Like any situation.
Because even if you're not a drinker, you could always use that as currency. Right?
Yeah.
Somebody gives you a sixer, all right, then give that to your garbage man. Right?
Yeah. You're like, okay, cool. Like, you know, the other person feels really bad if they're going, you know what? Let me give you some beer. You go, oh, you know what? That's a sincere apology. This guy's offered me beer.
You know what's not?
I feel better now.
You know what's not useful? The autograph of the seventh man on the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, that's true. Didn't he get picked like third in the draft right, or something?
Right, but I guess he hasn't cracked the lineup.
Wow, that's pretty bad. You're on the worst team in the league. Didn't he go to Kansas?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there were a couple Josh Jacksons. That's the one I think it is, but I don't know. I read he was the seventh man, but I'd be lying if I said I watched 1 second of the Phoenix Suns this year. Stay with that team because ESPN did a full report about what has happened to that team since the days of Nash and Stoudemire. And I guess in an effort to motivate his new GM to find the next GOAT, greatest of all time, Phoenix Suns owner Robert Sarver filled the GM's office with actual goats, who then proceeded to just fill the office with goat shit.
Oh, and they'll fucking eat anything.
Yes. I'm sure any like papers that were there, like important documents or paychecks, anything, that's all gone.
They'll like chew. They'll just start chewing the chair because goats are like could be food. Not sure. Going to start chewing it. One thing we should make clear about the Phoenix Suns, and I can't remember if we've referenced it on the show before, but supposedly the Phoenix Suns star point guard, Devin
Booker
from Kentucky.
He's a stud.
The rumor is, hands down, biggest dong in the NBA.
Really?
Yeah, and not a big man. I mean, he's a big dude, but not by NBA standards. Supposedly, just swings an actual fucking weapon. Huge dong.
I have a confession to make.
Yeah?
I'm in a fantasy basketball league.
Oh, you loser.
No, I'm going to tell you what it is.
You're making fun of me for liking Ryan Adams.
No,
you confess this.
So it's just five guys, and one day over text, we pick a team in the first, like before the season starts, and I just look at the ESPN list, and then you're not allowed to make any transactions, so it's just whatever you picked. And I think Devin Booker's on my team. So I have a kinship with him, but no, it's the whole point of it is that you just cheer when other guys get hurt for the year. And that means another team's roster is down. So it's not like fantasy, like I'm managing it, but I do think Booker's on my team.
Oh, so, nice. Well,
so I have a, you know,
I hope him and his big old dick have a nice season.
I like that. I like that. My guy has a big dick.
Yeah. Huge.
Bryce Harper, right as he signed with Philly at the Phillies press conference, we want to bring a title back to D.C.
Well, he's from Vegas.
Yeah,
he didn't go to college. He didn't finish
Vegas
high school.
The system doesn't seem like it's prepping him.
Remember, his dad
the dad was the guy throwing him the pitches in the home run derby.
Right. His dad had him.
Was he like a Brunovich kind of dad?
take the GED or something so he could enroll in junior college at 16 so he could be eligible for the draft a year earlier so he could be a free agent even younger. And it all worked out. He just got $350 million.
For every one of those, there's $300 million that don't work out.
I know. I know. I love that.
NFL draft prospect Chris Boyd said team asked him if he had two testicles. Now, every year at this time, these stories come out. And it's like, what? Yeah. What's the point of this? You can't get to know somebody without just asking them some weird question.
And what was the answer?
Both of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Colorado high school wrestler forfeited the state championship because the opponent was going to be a girl. What a piece of shit.
That's dumb. Now, if it were the other way around, I would understand.
Right. In this situation, that's
an unfair advantage.
In this situation, you're in the state championship.
Yeah.
But, you know, and also considering he's doing it because he's like super Christian, makes me think like this is probably the only time you're going to touch a girl, buddy.
That's so dumb. What is the rationale? It's that you're just going to be tempted to fuck her right there in the middle of the
right, or she's going to seduce you. She wants to win a fucking state championship. She doesn't give a shit about you, you nerd.
You're wrestling. So if you're such a good wrestler, go in there and beat the ass of that girl, and then go on to your next match. You fucking pussy.
Yeah.
Fuck that kid. Fuck that kid's parents.
There was another high school wrestling story. A match was interrupted by a teen crashing through the ceiling. And I suggest people Google it because it's pretty funny. They just wrestle. Everybody stops, and on the side of the mat, just some kid comes crushing the ceiling.
Was it John Bender looking for his doobage?
It might be. And finally, a doping scandal in sports. The world's top bridge player suspended for doping with synthetic testosterone. One, why is there a bridge circuit that we need to know about? And two, why would they be testing for drugs? What? I don't even know.
Well, especially testosterone. Like, I get it. Wasn't this plot of Fargo season 3? Ewan McGregor's brother, and the girlfriend were like on the bridge circuit.
How about when the girlfriend leaves the tampon on the desk?
Yeah, super gross. How would testosterone help you be better at bridge? It's not a game of strength. I could see like Adderall or modafinil or like beta blockers, like stuff that like helps you concentrate and keeps you calm, but it's not a physical game, bridge.
I mean, if you're playing Uno, you know, when you have to shout out, draw four or something.
Yeah.
That could be.
Yeah, it would help.
That could help.
It could be louder. Remember in the newspaper, there'd be like bridge lessons in the sports section.
Yeah.
How fucked were we for entertainment back then?
I used to read it to see if it would make sense, and it never did.
And it was like Omar Sharif was like the bridge, the actor.
What was he doing there?
I don't know. He gave the bridge lessons he had like a syndicated bridge. Now I'm looking it up. Omar Sharif.
He was in, what do you call it? Lawrence of Arabia, right?
Yeah, bridge. Look, Omar Sharif bridge. Oh, there's an app.
Wait,
Omar Sharif bridge on the app
that
store.
That dude has been dead for decades before apps were around.
Well,
somebody's
got his name.
This has got Gene Kasem written all over it. Some wife cashing in.
He died in 2015.
Really? I would have thought he died in the 80s.
Me too. There's leagues named after him. The American Contract Bridge League. Buy Omar Sharif Bridge. There's in every app store, there's an Omar Sharif Bridge. The Omar Sharif World Bridge Federation.
Wow.
Fucking guy had the bridge world by the balls. Good for you,
wonder
Omar.
Wonder if he doped. Gotta think he did.
I bet he did.
he probably did. Opium.
He doped up on pussy.
Yeah, he did.
That's what he did. He would have a smell his own fingers during the game, and that would help him.
Oh no!
That would help him play better bridge.
Let's clean it up. Let's do an uplifting story. We opened the show maybe a month ago just shitting all over Ralph Northam, the Virginia governor who was in either blackface or a Klansman costume.
He had the last laugh, though, buddy.
But I will say,
his constituents weren't that mad about it.
Mad, and I did see an interview with Trevor Noah that at least he put it in perspective. He said, at least the biggest problem is that we try to go from point A to point B without ever having to discuss, like, why point A was wrong and how we got to point B. He said, like, we're supposed to just be, like, racist and not racist, and then pretend the racist part didn't exist. So he was saying, like, the fact that the guy is forced to talk about it all the time might be a positive. So at least that spin, I still say he's a piece of shit. But at least, at least
apparently,
his wife is trying to make things better. Virginia First Lady criticized for handing cotton to black students on Manchin tour. Apparently she was going, hey, can you imagine what it would have been like if you were a slave in this mansion? And handed them cotton. Jesus. This family has got to go. It's got to go.
I mean, I don't know what it's like. I got family in Virginia.
I mean, are you kidding me? Handing black kids cotton on a class trip? What? They've got to go. Fucking worst. No, our state's not really that racist. Here's some cotton. Fucking ghouls.
I don't know. I'd have to see the whole thing go down because I just can't even picture.
You can think of a positive spin on that one. Oh no! She was giving cotton because, like, she thought they needed extra cushion for their shoes. I mean, what? There's no justifying. Get out of here.
I get that. I think it's good that you acknowledge that, like, this, you know, there used to be slaves here, and it's like
it's a good idea to just single out the black students on a trip.
Well, yeah, I don't know why you would need props.
Hey, it's pretty cool. Like, you get to be here and not be whipped.
You could just say it.
You know what's cool? I have no right to hit you right now.
Yeah. Certain ones of you aren't going to end up in the stocks.
Hey, lucky you. If this were 150 years ago, my husband would have been able to impregnate you with no repercussions. let's get into the world of food delivery. Man delivering food allegedly dips testicles in salsa. Mm. Now, here are the three words that change the story just slightly. Over low tip. See, now, dipping testicles in food, we can all agree, is wrong.
It's fucked. But you can't do that.
When you and I exchanged texts, you pointed out a key detail. Why do we tip?
Yeah.
So this never happens. So
that doesn't happen. That's exactly right. Right? But the thing is the food's usually delivered prior to the tip.
Yeah, well, this makes me think this was a revenge crime. Maybe he'd been there before. Oh, you like your salsa? Guess what? And also, was the guy doing it on the guy's front patio? Like, how do you know? Unless you find pubes in it. Unless he was doing it at the restaurant and the restaurant caught him?
Yeah. I think I've discussed on the show that one time I was chopping jalapenos, and then I finished chopping the jalapenos, like, and the doorbell rang or something, and I was way late for some reason, and then forgot what I was doing, and I went and took a leak, and I touched my dick, and Picante. My dick was fucked up from those jalapenos, and I would know better than to dip my balls in salsa because it just...
Oh, I'm sure a mild salsa wouldn't hurt.
It's probably not too bad. But then also, like, your balls are all wet from salsa. Then you got to wipe the salsa off your balls. I just don't feel like you're getting a lot out of the deal.
Right. This is kind of like when those guys want to make a point and they turn all their money into pennies and then bring the wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
Too much work and negative work for you to make your point. I don't know.
I agree. But also this, I have an issue with third party food. Like everybody's using these Grubhub. Yeah. What's the big one? Postmates. Right. And it seems like a good idea. Let's just Postmates that shit. Why don't we just Postmates? But it's like the dude that's bringing the food is not employed by the people that made the food. And to me, like, I'll get a pizza delivered all fucking day because that's a kid, a zit-faced kid from the fucking pizza place is bringing it over. And I hand him a fucking $5 bill when he shows up. Right. Like, I know that my pizza is going to be okay. It's these third party, these subcontractors right. bringing the food kind of scare me.
Let's stay in disgusting food universe. Denver Brewery last year issued a testicle-flavored beer as an April Fool's joke, and customers liked it. Now, something called Rocky Mountain Oyster Stout is a real thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm shocked because in Colorado, I thought they were mostly into ass. I didn't realize that they were also into ball sacks, but it shouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
I don't like beer. I don't like beer made with
oysters.
Yeah, like any kind of like bacon or any kind of meat. I don't want in my beer.
I don't know if I've had a bacon.
I don't think I've had it either.
But I have heard of. I gotta say, I like bacon, but it's overboard. It's too much bacon in the world. People want too much bacon flavoring. Bacon is good, but it's overpowering if you put it in stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
Like I'm not saying I don't turn down a bacon cheeseburger at a good place, but sometimes there's like, oh, mac and cheese with bacon, and there's too many things with bacon, and sometimes it's too much.
The maple donut with bacon, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, keep the bacon out of my donuts. Speaking of food that's probably more disgusting than testicles, an entire Sonic restaurant in Ohio just quits. They just taped a note to the door saying management sucks and left. The entire place.
I like that.
Right?
Like,
'cause management,
it's a minimum wage job.
Right, and management probably hasn't given a shit about them. So, from fry cook to... the people behind the counter, they just fucked them all.
Do they have Sonic on the East Coast?
I mean, I don't think in the Northeast, but I the commercials are everywhere. Right.
Okay, so that's what I'm going to say. Is there a company that's advertising to availability ratio is more out of whack?
Oh, it's not there, like, either?
It's here, but it's been here for like 5 years. There's like two locations that I'm quasi aware of, but I've been seeing the commercials for 20 years, and for 18 of those years,
there was
no Sonic within 100 miles of me.
I feel like I've only seen it on like road trips. It's not like around here.
Sonic, I think it's a Midwestern chain.
Restaurant and location.
Did they bring the food out to the car? I'm going to come right out and say it. I've never had Sonic.
Oh, there's apparently one 15 miles from here.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's one.
So maybe they are.
There's one in Newark, New Jersey. That's 15 miles. I'm not going to travel.
The high rent district over there, huh? Newark.
Yeah. It's a, as someone I used to work with would call it, a heavily Democratic neighborhood.
I've never been to Sonic. I've seen lots of Sonic commercials.
Well, here is a region we're very aware of. Florida man arrested after calling sheriff to get his meth tested.
Is like he wasn't sure it was meth.
Maybe he thought he got like a raw deal. He wanted to know the quality.
I feel like they sell that at CVS. Don't they sell like drug? Oh, that's like just to test your piss. It's not to test your actual drugs.
So maybe the guy should have done all of that meth and then pissed into a CVS thing.
There's an idea. Mm. Yeah. Ingest the meth. Well, I mean, I'm not saying it was a good idea, But I believe we discussed last week on the show, local weekend news anchor, Channel 5.
Right. But he just...
Chris Burrows.
He just went a little too overboard.
Well, if he had known the potency of the meth...
you're saying if the cops would have said, hang on, don't put that second rock in your ass.
Yes, this is a one anus application.
That's a rookie mistake.
Meth strength of meth. Like this meth is too strong for two rocks in your ass. You're just going to want to do one rock in your ass. Thanks for bringing it by to get it tested.
An Arizona town apologized to a 12-year-old for threatening to arrest her for taking video of a cop. I'm conflicted about this that. Because the 12-year-old girl, she was doing some sort of profile on the cops. Like, not like, I don't think it was like that damning, but the cop just got in her face. It was like, I will have you arrested if you don't put that thing down.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Sometimes cops don't know the law.
At the same time, there's nothing more annoying than precocious kids.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know? I agree with that. Being a cop is a hard job.
Yeah. So, I get it,
but also
I get it. Like, if there's a, you have these body cam videos in case there's something shady going on. But do you need a 12-year-old girl just really sassing everybody? Pretty sure she's supposed to just get the fuck out of there and go back to middle school.
Yeah, but cops, you got to be chill. Like, it sucks. You're getting tested all the time, but you got to be above it.
Yeah.
You just got to be cool as fuck. Cool as a cucumber.
Yes.
You can't just
I think it would have been Billy cool clubbing if that girl had to spend a night in a Gray Bar hotel.
If she was my kid.
It seems like she was harassing the cops.
She'd be getting paddled. And she would have been taught respect for our public servants.
Right. Somebody who didn't respect the weight of their gun. Gun slips from waistband, shoots man in genitals.
Idea. Maybe arm his genitals next time.
Nope.
Like, if his
only thing,
if his penis had a gun of its own.
A bad gun is a good dick with a gun.
Yeah. It's a simple solution. If he's going to be armed, his dick also needs to be armed. In case he accidentally shoots at his dick, then his dick could return fire and be a good dick with a gun.
Good dick with a gun.
Makes sense to me.
A feel-good story to just let us know where we've come from. Archaeologists find 1,800-year-old wall carving of a penis. You know, mankind has gone through so much, so many changes. And yet,
it's the oldest art form.
Yet, what I drew into a car covered in snow the other day looks exactly like what some people did nearly 2,000 years ago.
Do you do the dick hole, right? You get the pee hole.
Yeah, I do I like to do the dotted line. I like an action dick.
Of it peeing. Yeah. Do you put some hairs on the balls?
No.
Yeah. Smooth.
Not that. Yeah. I mean, I just think when you're working with snow as your canvas, the hairs can be a little bit tough to do. It starts to just crumble.
It kind of looks like a mess. Yeah. You just got to go sort of minimal.
Right. Yes. Yeah. I'm a minimalist when it comes to dong drawings in the snow.
I respect that.
But it's funny because everywhere you look in town, the cars covered in snow have dongs on them. And it just seems like pretty much everybody I know, all my friends, like, you just feel compelled to add one to the mix when you're walking down the street. Just other dads in town. There's just dicks everywhere when it snows.
That's pretty funny. I didn't realize that. And I probably wouldn't think to, I wouldn't think to put a dick there. But if I saw other ones,
I would
do copycat
but
dicks.
But some of the ones I posted are ones I found, and some are ones I've created.
Some you did yourself.
Yeah.
I one time, a buddy of mine from work his truck was real dirty, mm-hmm. and he lived in a he happened to live in a very gay neighborhood, and in the camper shell window of his truck, I wrote in the dirt, "I love men."
Oh,
like in the on the tail instead of it.
Wash me,
and yeah, instead of wash me, and he didn't realize it was there for a while. You know, like he didn't head to the car wash anytime soon. He said he was getting a lot of looks as he cruised around the neighborhood, and he didn't realize why. And then it wasn't until later that he realized he had "I love men" written on the back of his truck.
Go back to the Sunshine State. Florida man accused of masturbating in front of children says he was just adjusting hernia, police say.
Can you adjust a hernia?
Yeah, I would think you need to get it
on the
fixed.
Inside.
That's plumbing.
And also the hernia, if you have a...
Isn't that your intestine?
Hernia.
The intestine poking out?
Yeah, it's like poking through your lower like abs.
Yeah.
So that's not even dick. That's not even that close to your dick.
Yeah.
It's above your dick.
Well, maybe the kids were just wrong.
Yeah, I mean, give them the benefit of the doubt. Also, is there... How many dudes in Florida aren't masturbating at any given moment in public?
Yeah.
I mean, the hernia guy was probably the only guy at that bus stop that wasn't masturbating at that moment.
Yeah, you're either on bath salts or masturbating. Finally.
Or? Attempting to fix a broken watercraft.
Oh, fair.
Jet ski.
finally, the mayor of Seoul, South Korea, was taken to an animated kids film called Underdog. And when he got out, he declared he was going to ban all dog butcheries.
Oh.
So
they still
all
have
he
those? Need,
oh yeah.
Oh shit.
All he needed to see was like some just sad animated dog. I mean, it's if you look at the pictures of Underdog, it's like a poorly drawn like cartoon. I mean, if this guy saw an episode of Paw Patrol, he was going to do it.
I remember Underdog from Underdog Lady.
No, this is
different.
This is the Korean version of Underdog.
Oh, Korean Underdog?
I don't know. It's definitely not like Underdog Lady, not like the Hanna-Barbera cousin of Top Cat kind of Underdog. This is different.
Right?
Yeah, this is
really poorly. Let's have a look. You got me intrigued. And
he's like, all Koreans? Right, guys, let's stop eating dogs. I like this purple one I saw on TV or blue one or whatever.
That is kind of weird. It is kind of weird, though, that
we've decided that we can't eat one animal.
Yeah. But I mean, it makes sense. Like a pig. Pig is also pretty cute. And smart.
And has a personality and smart, but we're just...
Yeah, but it's so fat and covered with meat.
Right. Yeah, the dog doesn't seem like it would be a good meal, but... I don't know. It's one of those things, like, I do not want to see harm coming to dogs, but I suppose if I really looked at a pig like I would as a dog, I'd be pretty bummed out. Like, I can't have a pet cow or a pet pig. Otherwise, I'd be a vegetarian.
Yeah, I mean, dogs are more, you know, they're all muscle. You don't want to really eat anything that's all muscle. You have to cook. It could only be a stew.
Right.
Stew meat. I know in some places they eat horses, like France. And again, it's like,
yeah,
you figured out the animals that are the best for eating.
I had a zebra slider. I went to there was like some stand and they had like zebra, alligator. They were like these little sliders, like little tiny sliders, just to pretty much have it. You know what? You know what? They were all like not as good as just cow.
Yeah, I got to agree. Like, if you get the ground buffalo,
yeah,
or
had
whatever.
Yeah, I've had the bison burger too, and it's like
leaner. Yeah,
yeah, I get what you're going with, but let's just stick with the cow.
Remember ostrich from
Oh,
fancy sauces, home country of Australia.
Ostrich was one of the four things I had. It's like zebra, yeah, that, but, alligator, ostrich.
That was supposed to be the meat of the future.
Yeah, it was not.
Like, they're like, that's, it's all ostrich from here on out. They're big
meat of the future, yeah, as Dippin' Dots became ice cream of the future.
Again, yes, same.
You don't need to reinvent the wheel. Ice cream is ice cream. Yeah. Get out of here with that. Yeah, exactly. Dots.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be little frozen nitrogen balls.
Yeah.
Just nothing wrong with ice cream. Speaking of that, Ed. Speaking of the Southern Hemisphere country slash continent of Australia and their native ostriches. We are joined now by our very own pop culture correspondent, Fancy Sauce. Fancy, how are you?
Hey,
did you eat a lot of ostrich growing up because they're native to your island nation?
Why are you calling them ostriches? They're emus, and Americans like to say emu.
Emu.
But those are two different things,
right?
What's
up with those emus?
Yeah, they...
Stop shoving that microphone in my face. What?
Oh. Is that I'm code concerned. For something, or is that just the microphone?
I like...
If I'm not eating the microphone, Brian shoves it towards me.
I like Kate to step up to the mic.
Microphone check.
I'm on it.
Chiggy check. Microphone
anyway,
check.
Everybody, it's not emu. It's emu.
Oh, emu.
I always thought it was emu.
Do you?
And I'm pretty sure they are farmed for food in Australia.
Are they?
Yeah.
But I just thought like they were different from ostrich. I thought those were two different things. They're both flightless
they
birds.
Are.
But.
We also farm deer as well.
I was being dumb on purpose because I know that ostriches are African native animals, and I like to pretend like they're Australian, and Kate always corrects me. So that's why I did that. Kate, good to have you here. Everyone knows Kate comes on, tells us what's happening in the world of pop culture. Kate, what is going on in Fancy Pop?
Well, it's with a heavy heart that we should discuss.
Yes, we discussed this a little bit earlier. Give us the details.
Of Dylan McKay from 90210.
It hurts.
It's really does.
You know, that show, until Valerie Malone was added, they didn't actually have a cool character. He was the only cool guy.
Yeah.
Everyone else was uncool.
So true.
I like the show, but it really wasn't until Valerie.
There were no cool kids.
Yeah. What about Claire? Val. What about Claire Arnold?
Claire?
She was. Very
she was
cool.
attractive, but she wasn't cool. She was
still attractive.
She was always talking about her dad, the chancellor. She was. I just liked how she looked, but Dylan was cool, and then Valerie was cool. That was
sounds like there's a remake coming.
There is. It's the
same
cast.
Yeah, but they're doing like a Curb Your Enthusiasm thing, except without the hilarious aspect. They're doing a show about the making of.
Oh,
the reunion.
Where they play themselves.
They're playing themselves
making it, but
making
they're
a reunion.
20 years older.
That's
so it's meta.
Yes, very meta.
We say that's meta.
I will watch it.
That
and I will.
That
be
might be a little high concept for you, girl.
We might have to do a show about it. Maybe we get Travis Rogers on here, the other lover of 90210, and you guys can discuss. But very sad. Dead of a stroke, 52 years old, extremely sad.
And there were a lot of good stories, and one of them I read, a real nice Colin Hanks story, but our friend Used Wigs had a funny thing where he said, I truly love, or maybe it was Andy Richter, somebody said, I really love when somebody talks about how they were approached by the dead celebrity and talked about how much they love their work. Make it about themselves.
Yes. That is kind of fun.
Everyone always does that.
Yeah, that is pretty
You know,
fun.
He was Colin so Hanks nice. He that. Said how much he liked my year on Fargo.
So funny.
That's pretty funny.
So actory. All right, moving on.
That
you heard it here.
That was
first.
A pretty good season of Fargo, though.
We broke the news
we did.
Of Kate Beckinsale and Pete Davidson.
Oh my goodness.
Hooking up.
That picture.
Essentially hooking up after the Golden Globes. Then they were seen leaving Largo after he did a set there. It looks like it's been confirmed with some public PDA.
Oh, my God.
I think it was a hockey game. Yeah. Rangers. One of those Ed's team. Sports teams.
Yeah, it was unfortunate.
So, full-on tongue.
Oh.
Is, a Rangers game.
Does she have, like, kids? And does she have a family? I mean, this...
She has a kid.
She has a daughter who's 18, somewhere around there with actor Michael Sheen.
Yep.
Another comedian in his 20s that Kate dated in 2017 is basically sending a message to Pete that says, enjoy her while you can.
What?
Who's the comedian?
Yeah.
Who's this?
So his name's Matt Rife. Should I play the clip?
You won't. It's not. You
What's
can't
his name?
It.
Matt
Can
what?
You play it?
I'd have to Google it.
Just Google TMZ Kate Beckinsale Pete Davidson.
Okay.
And then you can play it because I don't know what he says, but they got him outside. I think outside the Laugh Factory the other night, and he gives Pete some advice.
Oh, Kate Beckinsale's ex.
Yep, that's it.
Has a warning for Pete Davidson.
Play that for everyone.
How has she sexed some comic I've never heard of? Like, this broad is living her best life.
I'll say.
Let's see here. I've got to wait for it to load up. Oh my God. This is a work, right? They're just doing, no one kisses like that in public. Like, he's got his tongue.
Yeah, but that's mid kiss.
Yeah.
They're pretty
just
gross
having
looking.
Like a sexy makeout.
Who the fuck is this Matt Rife character?
I've never heard of him. Oh, hold on. Oh, that's somebody else's computer. Hold on.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I gotta wait for it to load up here. Was not prepared for this moment. Kate Beckinsale's ex, Matt Rife. Matt dated Kate. Oh my God, this is taking forever. Oh, here we go. Here, yep. And.
Oh, he's 23.
Obviously, you know the news right now.
Yeah.
You saw, because you dated Kate Beckinsale.
Okay, first, I never heard of this guy. Much better looking than Pete Davidson, though.
He's good looking, but he's not funny on Twitter.
Oh, my God. Props to you. How did you pull that off? I want to know.
We met here, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Back in, I guess it was March of 2017.
And how old were you?
21. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
yeah, man. She's 43. Yeah, wow. Doesn't look it, though. Good for her.
Was it like a fling that you guys had? Or are you like really serious?
we dated for a year.
Okay.
And it was complicated, okay. For sure. A lot of ups and downs. Okay. But she's moved on, and I'm happy. Yeah. I'm hoping that they both found or are getting out of it whatever they want to get out of it.
What advice do you have for Pete?
Advice for Pete?
Yeah. Because I know going back, you said there was some tough times. So, like, do you have any advice for him to, like, make it last? Like one brother to another.
Man to man?
Yeah, well, what advice man to man. Make it last?
How's that ass? Run!
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, enjoy it. Enjoy it while you can.
Whoa!
I hope they're both happy. I hope that it can build to where it's an established, good relationship. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I haven't spoken.
This kid's a little salty.
Some advice. Run.
I mean, is there anything worse than TMZ reporters? Hey!
Yeah. They're pretty
bad. You have any advice for that ass? I mean, reporters. But, like, who are these people? Who the fuck are these goons?
They're just dudes with cameras.
And this guy has an aggressively unfunny Twitter feed.
I don't like when people kiss and tell.
Well, he's 20. Three or something.
I call sex hotline operators just to ask to speak to their supervisor. Whoa.
Oh, that's so dumb. He's not aggressively defending Ryan Adams on his Twitter feed, is he? Is he not? He's not getting angry.
No, he's not as salty about an unknown songwriter.
So I say Kate, who's actually pretty funny on the gram.
Super banging.
Go get it.
Yeah. She is so hot.
Get what you want.
Yeah, get after it, girl.
If you can get it, get it.
Yes.
Yeah, but
what else is going on, Kate? I know. Hey, she likes comedians, obviously.
Hangs out at the Laugh Factory and picks up 21-year-old comics.
But if you see this Matt Rife guy, he's posting pictures of himself shirtless, and I get why she's after him, not for his comedy.
Right, he's handsome.
He's handsome, and he's yoked, whereas Pete Davidson, I'm not sure what's going on there.
Oh no, he looks like he's afflicted. this Pete Davidson. He looks unwell.
Yeah, but there's a cure, it seems like.
Right. Yeah. Maybe he's taking the cure. Kate, what else is going on?
I have a story here from pop star singer Carly Rae Jepsen of that immensely annoying song, Call Me Maybe.
Here's my number, so call me maybe. I just met you.
Brian used to sing it to the kids all the time.
And this is crazy.
Yep.
Call me maybe.
So here's my number.
Okay.
Call me maybe.
Everyone's ears are bleeding.
Is she British?
I don't know. I don't think so. Anyway, so she was on the Beats One radio show. She was telling a story about how she once witnessed singer Seal, devour Bite the Slice on a private jet, an entire loaf of gluten-free bread, slice by slice, dry.
And we're never gonna survive.
And she filmed it.
Unless.
And she filmed it.
I eat all this pumpernickel.
So why was she on a private jet with Seal? You might ask. Good question.
Sponsored
by
they
Wonder.
Were also on that plane was Michael Bolton. They were booked to perform at a gala with David Foster Foundation's gala in Canada somewhere, Winnipeg.
How about that barbell?
Yeah.
What is that? Michael Bolton, Carly Rae Jepsen, and Seal.
That's very interesting. Usually these private jets are hosted. Like, this Seal must have been very hungry.
She said he opened the bread, he removed a piece, he closed the bread, he ate the whole piece, nothing on it. Then he did it all over again until the whole bread loaf was gone.
I feel like I'd tap out after like one bread, even with some butter. Wow.
Yeah.
This should be bigger news.
This should be like, this should be as big as the Michael Jackson Neverland doc. Just lots of people.
I want to talk about that.
Eating dry bread.
Did you guys talk about that without me?
We talked about it a little bit earlier.
Okay. We'll hold that thought. Okay. Apparently Stevie Nicks is a bit, she's also a bit nuts. She's 70.
Yeah.
I guess I thought she was probably 65, so I wasn't far off. Anyway, she has a collection of shawls, which would rival Johnny Depp's bangle collection. She has thousands of shawls, and she keeps them in a temperature-controlled vault.
Yeah. I've had enough of Stevie Nicks. Got to be honest. I've had just a fucking enough of her. I've had an ass full of Stevie Nicks.
She was in that
also.
She featured prominently in the Jimmy Iovine documentary.
He got that ass.
Well, yeah, and she hid,
and then she
right?
cheated on him with Tom Petty.
And she had to hide in his like bedroom while Tom Petty was out there.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I recall that.
Landslide's a pretty awesome song.
Yeah, I've heard it though. Like I don't need to hear it anymore. I've heard it. I've heard enough.
I've heard it. I've heard the Dixie Chicks sing it.
Yeah.
I think.
Smashing Pumpkins.
I've heard a lot of people sing that song.
Yeah,
not the original.
I'm out. Yeah.
She also says, as long as I take care of myself, I'm still going to do this when I'm 80. There's so many things I want to do. I want to do another record. I want to make a mini series. I want to go back to American Horror Story. I didn't know she was on that. And she says, she tells herself, do it now because you're spry. You're in good shape. You can still do the splits. You can still dance on stage and wear a short skirt and high 6-inch heels.
She fired Lindsay Buckingham.
She's very fond of herself.
How are you going out as Fleetwood Mac? Without Lindsay Buckingham in the band.
Agree. Yes. Agree.
Wait, the Mac is still there. Wait, there is no. Oh, Mac is there.
Oh, I don't know. I just thought one was.
She's the keyboard player. Hmm. Right.
Well, then.
Anyway.
It's just Mick Fleetwood and then do they give Buckingham or anybody else a, like, part of that title?
Part of the name?
Hmm.
No. It's just Fleetwood Mac. But then they fired Lindsey Buckingham, who was like the heart and soul.
Yeah.
And they replaced him with the guy from Crowded House and the guy from Tom Petty.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't mean to diminish her talent, but she sounds crazy.
Oh, yeah. She's nuts. She's a witch.
And also, she sounds annoying.
Yeah. I've had enough of her.
It's a hard stance. I mean.
Yeah. I'm out. I'm out on Stevie Nicks.
Wow.
Been out on her for a while.
I only know one song.
Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, you don't need to know anymore. Kylie Jenner,
officially the world's youngest self-made in quotes, billionaire.
Yes. Good.
Billion.
Where does the billion, like, how could she have that much more money than her
Okay, so
her
she had this cosmetics company, and then she made a deal with this Ulta Beauty, with these Ulta Beauty stores. So her revenue climbed like 10% last year, so to an estimated $60 million. And then Forbes also says that her Kylie Cosmetics company is valued at least $900 million.
Yep. She's super popular with the millennials.
She basically had such a huge social media following that she was able to convert a lot of those followers into customers.
Cosmetics. I recognize I'm fully out of the game. But I'm aware of who she is, but I would think Kim is 10 times more famous than her sister.
Yeah.
Well,
she's more well known.
I think that Kylie, from a different, probably a different demographic, is equally well known.
Yeah. She's a mogul.
Yeah.
Good for her. They got all the money.
Not sure about the self.
All because her sister fucked Brandy's brother.
And taped it.
Yeah. Mom.
And then her mom marketed it.
Yeah.
Well, I would call Kim way more self-made.
Well, she had she didn't sink that rage.
They were nobody.
They were nobody, and she had sex with Ray J and filmed it, or he filmed it,
and the mom marketed it.
Yes, and the mom and the momager,
and it worked.
Really kicked off her career.
They saw what it did for her friend Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Right.
When her sex tape went public, and they're like, "Oh, we're going to do that too, but we're going to do it better. We're going to shoot it, make it look good." And then sell it.
I gotta say, Paris seems a lot cooler these days than she used to be.
Yeah. Breaking news is that I just saw on Twitter before the show started. Kourtney Kardashian, the oldest Kardashian.
The big guy.
Mm-hmm. No, that's Khloe.
The smaller. She's
the cute one.
The tiny one. Yeah.
She's currently getting deep dicked by none other than Blink 182 drummer. Travis Barker. New couple alert.
Is he the conspiracy theory guy?
No, that's Tom DeLonge.
That is such a weird, random
coupling. Well, they probably live by each other in Bassus. So, new couple alert. Mm-hmm. Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian.
She's really gone off brand with that one.
Yeah, interesting.
Britney Spears' dad is said to have had an exploded colon.
Oh,
did he?
It spontaneously ruptured.
He had some colon
November.
Blow cereal. Remember that SNL sketch?
Yes.
I didn't know you could survive it. A ruptured colon. Isn't that septic?
Well, if they could go in there. I don't know. I'm not a physician.
They
could clean it up.
Yeah, I think they've done that now.
And then they
Like an Elvis situation, like a white knuckler on the toilet, or he?
I don't know.
I honestly don't know, but I think it's a mystery. Makes me uncomfortable talking about it.
Wow.
Brit had to postpone her upcoming Vegas residency.
Oh yeah.
They got her out there earning for him the first time, so now she's going to help him recover.
She's under conservatorship, and he's the conservator.
How do you get that back?
Does not look. She looks.
I don't think you can get.
I mean,
it's
she looks
impossible.
So desperate
escape
her life.
15 years ago, right? I mean, can't you?
I know. Some guy did a whole podcast. I think it's called like "What Really Happened" or something. I don't think that's it, but it's something or the real story. I can't remember.
I just feel like you should be able to claim your life back at some point.
Yeah, but he according to the podcast I heard, and that's how I get all my information, is through podcasts.
Fair. We're delivering
news. It's almost impossible for her to get it back. It's very difficult.
I want her to refuse to perform anymore.
Yeah.
I just want her to say, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it. You're all parasites
she's
off me.
She's a cash cow.
And I'm done.
And she can't, she can't even write a check.
And I'm going to teach cheer at the local high school.
Yep.
And bake peach cobblers and hang out with Jamie Lynn and
how's K-Fed?
Our kids can just like grow up in Louisiana.
How about when her sister had a kid when she was 16 and they tried to say it was her like teenage boyfriend's kid, but really she was impregnated by a Hollywood manager who was an adult.
Mm.
At least that's a conspiracy. Kate, what else?
So I have a bit of a spoiler about the next Bachelorette. So if you don't want to know
such a good season.
Who this will be, stop listening now.
Yep.
Reality Steve, who is the king of spoilers to do with The Bachelor, has it on good info that it will be none other than 23-year-old former pageant queen from Alabama, Hannah G, who was, I think, the fifth to be.
No, Hannah B.
Sorry, Hannah B.
Yeah.
I meant Hannah.
Because there's a Hannah G and a Hannah B. Yeah.
Hannah B was, I think, the fifth to be kicked off. She was intensely annoying. So another reason for me not to watch The Bachelorette.
She ate a grub. She has a very annoying Southern accent.
But eating a grub, also, did they make it like Fear Factor, or she just did it for fun?
It was it was Fear Factor-esque.
She's got one of those annoying, bubbly, overly bubbly, inauthentic, happy all the time personalities where there's nothing behind the eyes.
She was in the Miss USA pageant.
She's dead behind the eyes.
Which is the lesser version of the Miss America. We discussed this on the Bachelor Lifestyle podcast. You
know, Michelle has never cared about any podcast I've been a part of. But when she heard that I knew Reality Steve, she's like, really? How do you know him?
Yeah, I know. We will be having Reality Steve on soon. Kate, anything else?
Well, that's all in the news.
Oh, okay.
What do you guys have? Any movie, book, TV, podcast recommendations? No, anyone?
I gotta say,
anything good?
I'm in a rut with like different Netflix things and shows. Like, I tried that Don Cheadle Black Monday. I just don't like the goofy genre. I like Don Cheadle a lot. But it's like
Trayvon Free is a writer on that show.
He's not playing Buck Swope in that. I saw he had a fro.
Yeah, it's playing it like, I don't know. I just Goofy's not for me. I'm not saying it's a bad show. It's just not for me. Yeah. I just want to get into a show again. I haven't.
Yeah.
I don't know. You got any?
Game of Thrones is coming back soon.
Oh, here's the thing. They have dragons on that show, right?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Fucking out. I'm the hardest of passes.
What the. The bad guys have one of the dragons now.
Oh, cool. That's great.
Yeah, I know.
That's great.
He incinerated the wall in one fell swoop.
Too.
So good. And also, Jon Snow and Khaleesi fucked. But they're apparently they're related and they don't know.
That's cool.
Whoopsie.
You know the moment when I turned off that show was the moment he opened his eyes. They're like, oh, great, he came back to life. Then I was just out.
Yeah, that witch brought him back to life. Forever. Oh, yeah. I'm into it.
We watched Pen 15 on Hulu.
Oh, that show's funny.
I just saw an interview with those girls. It looked pretty funny.
It's really pretty funny. Ed. They're really, really talented. Yeah.
And in the interview, they look like young women, and then they play like 13-year-olds, right?
They play themselves at 13, and then the rest of the cast is actually
13.
It's really
pretty
funny. There, I would say the new Alana and Abby.
Yeah, they're funny.
Really funny.
Pen 15.
And I'm about to get into the second part of the Leaving Neverland, which is one of the more disturbing.
It's pretty good.
Things that I've watched.
Ed's tuned out because he gets the gist.
Bad parents.
And I agree.
Bad parents.
Yeah. Shitty parents.
No, I need to know every. I need to know every single detail.
Yeah.
If this was 10 hours long, I would watch all 10 hours.
I need to know about these guys' lives after Michael shunned them for younger virgins. I want to know what became of them in the interim between now and then.
I want to know what he talked about with Harrison Ford in that one place.
Yeah. I can't believe Harrison can just give away the bullwhip. That's a prop.
Yeah.
It's not his to give away.
That's true.
Here's the whip.
Yeah, but Brian and I were like,
he's
what?
A big star. Okay.
And I really like my book, Bad Blood, about Theranos.
Oh,
Elizabeth
Theranos.
Holmes. Theranos. Elizabeth Holmes. Great.
Oh, that's so crazy woman.
Yeah.
It's so good. If they need to make a movie
like
about
Steve
it.
Jobs. Okay, that's it.
That's it.
Great job all the way around.
I feel like you want me to stop talking.
This has been episode 258 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. For Ed Daly, for Kate McManus, I'm Brian Beckner. We'll see you next week.
TBLS, hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daly and the man Jay Stewart. Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever.
Plus you know there's Kate with a C, but she's known as Fantasy Pop to you and me. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller.